Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Mishnah Maya Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Reb Shlomo Zalman Mizvigos Amar Siyata V'Chol Yitzchak Alatzeim. This should be benched with a Sachat Slochan Siyat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. Now the previous Mishnah we learned what a Chaver is to do before Shabbos in preparation for his Shabbos Suda at his friend the Am Aretz's house. Since he's going to be served a Mai, and Meiser is not allowed to be designated on Shabbos, before Shabbos he has to say the whole Nusach of Meiser for the food that he's going to be eating on Shabbos. This Mishnah begins with step two. Even though Kriyas Shem happened before Shabbos, he still has to be Kriyas Shem again on Shabbos when the food is actually in front of him. And although this mission is speaking about wine and how he's supposed to be Kriyas Shem as opposed to the previous mission, which was speaking about food, it's just showing how to practically do it with a drink, for we already know how to do it with food. Mishnah Beis tells us Mazgulai Sakai, once the Baal Bayis, this Am Aretz, pours him a cup of wine for Kiddush, and again it could be talking about the food as well, Omer, he has to once again repeat the Nusach of Kriyas Shem of Meiser, Mashani Asa L'Shar B'Shulei HaKais, that which I'm going to leave at the bottom of my cup. I'm not going to drink the bottom of my cup. Meiser, that's Meiser, Ushar Meiser, Samuchloi, and the rest of the Meiser is next to it. Zeshar Sisa Meiser, also Trumas Meiser, Olav, that which I just designated as Meiser, the part that I'm going to leave at the bottom of my cup, that should be Trumas Meiser, Umeiser Sheni Bepiv, and the Meiser Sheni, which I need to designate, that's at the mouth of the cup. Piv means at the mouth of the cup at the top, meaning it's nowhere near the Meiser or the Trumas Meiser, Umechol al Mois, etz Mechol on the money that I had already designated before Shabbos. And again, what this Mishnah just taught us is that even though he was Kairos Shem before Shabbos, he has to be Kairos Shem on Shabbos once again. And now moving on to Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah discusses a worker that's being fed by the Baal Bayis. We know that as a worker is doing work for the Baal Bayis has to feed him. He has to give him his food so that he could have kach to do work. The issue is that the worker suspects that the food is demai. That means that he needs to take care of the miser. And once again, although this Mishnah is discussing a scenario where his meal is 100 figs, it obviously doesn't mean that it has to be that that's the case. It's just that the number 100 is easy to use. It could really be any number and any sort of food as well. Mishnah Gimel tells us, the worker doesn't trust the Baal Bayis. He doesn't trust that he's going to be giving him already miser food. So Noita Gregaris Achas, he takes one fig from that which he's allowed to eat. Vaimarni says, Zu v'teisha b'sachreha, this fig that I'm holding, and the next nine that I'm going to pick up, Asuyis Meiser al Tishim Shani Eichel, they should be Meiser on the remaining 90 that I'm going to eat. That's a total of 100 figs. Zu Asuy Trumas Meiser alayim, and this one fig that I'm holding, that should be Trumas Meiser for those next nine. And Umeiser Sheni b'achreina, and the Meiser Sheni should be on the last of the figs, Umechol alamais, and they should be Mechol, that Kedusha should be transferred onto money. Now the Tanakhama tells us an important line, he has to subtract one fig. Since one of those figs is Trumas Meiser, that has to be physically handed to a Kohen. That means that this worker is only allowed to eat 99 figs. Since his meal is 100 figs, but one of those figs has to be given to a Kohen, so he's only allowed to eat 99, that's what Chosech Regeres Achas means. He has to subtract one of those figs, which is going to be given to the Kohen. However, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Lo Yachsech, he's not going to subtract that fig. That's because he's going to be detracting from the work of the Baal Bayis. The Baal Bayis knows that he's going to be operating at full kayach, at full capacity. If he doesn't eat all 100 figs, he only eats 99, so he's not going to have full strength, full kayach to work for the Baal Bayis, and that's not fair for the Baal Bayis. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says that he has to eat another fig for a total of 100 figs, but since he wasn't allowed to have that fig, he has to pay the Baal Bayis for it. Reb Yesi agrees from Shimon Gamliel, and he says, Lo yachsech, he should not subtract that fig, he should eat that other fig, but it does not have to come out of his paycheck. He does not have to pay the Baal Bayis for it. Why not? It's a special stipulation from Bezdin. Bezdin says that if a worker is working for the Baal Bayis and he doesn't trust him for Trumas and Meiseris, then that Trumas Meiser that the worker has to designate comes out of the Baal Bayis' pocket and does not come out of the worker's pocket. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dal and Mishnah Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.